Let's ask the Lord for some help. Heavenly Father, this message is so important. And I want you to help me to share it in a clear way in which everyone here can take from it and use it from this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I never heard a message like this when I was younger. So for you today, I want you to know that God loves you so much that he has a plan for each and every one of you. Every one of you has a plan. God's got a plan for you. Now you need to find out what it is. And it'll be good to do that while you're young, because there's lots of things you can do to prepare for it. He designed your plan before you was born. Nothing in our life happens by accident. God's plan is the best possible path you can find. It may not always be the easiest. We may have to climb some mountains. I'm not talking about Shade Mountain. I'm just talking about mountains in life. Sometimes problems arise in your life. Maybe some health issues. You may have to climb some mountains or walk through some dark valleys. All of us. But we need to follow his instructions. And if we're willing to follow his instructions, we will discover the rewards of living according to his will. It's why it's important that we ask the Lord to reveal his plan to us. And then you need to be ready and willing to listen for his directions. Now, I'll use this analogy. At home, sometimes when the wife's speaking to me, I hear, but I'm not listening. Now, don't talk to me when I'm trying to listen to what they're trying to say on the TV. It might be something that's actually worthwhile listening to, and I'm trying to listen to it. That's when she's trying to talk to me. It don't work. I heard you, but don't ask me to repeat what you said. And she'll do that still. And I say, now, honey, you ought to know by now, 50 years, don't talk to me when I'm trying to listen to the television. Now, if you want to do that, when she's doing that, I just turn the TV off. Now, why'd you do that, honey? So I can listen to you. So that's why I'm asking you today. You hear stuff, but you need to listen. The Lord knew that. He made you. Why, when he had something important to say, he'd say, verily, verily, I say to you. He said that to Nicodemus. What was he talking to Nicodemus about? Salvation. It's what we sang about. Call me out of the grave, out of darkness, into that glorious day. That glorious day was the day you accept Jesus as your Savior. That's the glorious day. That's the glorious day. He has a plan. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says this: trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Did you catch that? But we still try to do it anyway. We're told no. What part of no don't you understand? Do not lean on your own understanding, and in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. He knows the hairs of your head are numbered, and he knows how to make your paths straight. And he told you in all your ways, you're to do what? Acknowledge him. So, why don't we start doing that? To acknowledge the Lord means that we need to consider what he says. Recognize his power. trust in his guidance and follow his instructions. He's continually wanting, desiring, and seeking to guide us. But if we're not listening, we'll miss his instructions and go the wrong way. That's, men are funny. Men are never lost. They just didn't find their way yet. Yeah. Men will never admit that they are lost. You know, the wife will say, are you lost? No, not yet. As long as I got my mouth, I can always ask somebody. Well, then you're lost. Not yet, honey. Well, if you're not lost, I don't know when you're going to be. All right. When Jesus spoke, he wants us to listen. In Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, we read that. In the King James, it says, hearken and behold. In other versions, it means this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to what I'm about to say. Now listen, get this. He announced, if anyone in Mark chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And then he cautioned, saying, take care of what you listen to. Not only is it important to hear, but it's critical to be able to discern in our listening. And then a scripture came to my mind. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 11, it says, therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaks a barbarian. He that speaks shall be a barbarian to me. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. There's lots of voices. I mentioned that because there is lots of voices in the world, and we have to be careful in discerning what we listen to. Mark 7:14, another time Jesus called out and said, listen to me, all of you, and understand. You see, it was his goal that we comprehend what he says. Now you hear me, and you're listening to me, but do you comprehend what I'm trying to tell you? Are you receiving it? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? John 3:3, Jesus spoke to Nicodemus. He said, truly, truly, verily, verily, he said, or that means truly, truly, I say to you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The phrase, you see, truly means, it was used 25 times in the book of John. And it was his way of emphasizing that what he is about to say is very, very important. So that brings me to the title of my message today. How does God speak to us today? The first and primary way that he speaks, this is number one, and you probably already guessed it. He speaks how? How does he speak? Through his word. That's why you need to study it, be familiar with it, read it, study it, meditate on it, because that's primary number one is how God speaks. Nobody can say to you, nobody can say, I heard this one time, I read it somewhere. Somebody said, I feel like I have to get a divorce. God's telling me I have to get a divorce. Well, first of all, God don't tell you anything like that. No. In his word, he says, you try to make it work. Stay together. Divorce was man's idea. It wasn't God's. Wasn't God's idea. Moses gave you a writing of divorcement because of the hardness of your heart. That's what he said. Moses gave you a writing of divorcement because of the hardness of your heart. You didn't want to change. I don't want to make it work. That's hardness of heart. That wasn't God's way. It's man's way. And that's what the Lord said to the Pharisees when they gave him that question. Wasn't my idea. It was your idea. So the primary way in which God speaks is through his word. I can tell you the Bible's not just some old book that's outdated and antiquated as the world would have you to think. The Bible is inerrant. It is the authoritative word of God. It is the ultimate source of truth. And when we read it, we are hearing directly from the Lord. That's why it's important that you understand that. We're hearing from the Lord. And all other kinds of methods that we use to listen to God must be checked and compared with the scriptures to determine if we're accurately hearing him. Second, he speaks to us through prayer. Prayer is the second way he speaks to us. It's our way of communicating with God by talking to him. It's a time to be still and listen. So many times we're running and too busy to take time to do what's important. Be still and listen. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to your heart. Be still and listen. Thirdly, the Lord may speak through our circumstances. Our circumstances. The situation you're in may be very painful, but we have to remember that hearing from God is more important than our comfort or our pleasure. He uses difficulties. He uses suffering to grab our what? Our attention. He does that for our attention. So, when I hear somebody say they're going through some terrible times, you know what I'm thinking? God wants to speak to them. That's why they're going through that. God wants to speak to them. It's a way to get your attention. He's done it to all of you. He's done it to me. Circumstances, suffering, pain, does it to get your attention. God has something he wants to teach us. So many times we focus on why this situation has happened to us. We want to focus on the why. The first question we should be focused on is, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want to say to me? What am I supposed to learn through this, Lord? That's the question you should ask when you're going through hard times. What do you want me to learn through this? What is it that you're trying to talk to me about? And fourthly, God speaks to us through other people that he puts in your life. Other people. They have an opportunity to affirm something that maybe you've been thinking about or praying about or studying about. They serve as an affirmation or a confirmation or a source of encouragement. And yes, if they're really a good friend, they also serve for reproof or warning. Reproof or warning, that's a good friend. You know, brothers and sisters do that. They should be able to do that. My sister speaks very frank to me, and so do I to her. I speak very frank to her. I talk to her like nobody else. And she does the same to me because we love one another. I wouldn't want her to be any different. A true friend will speak frank, reproof, or even warning. That's a true friend. I believe I had a message on picking friends. It's important you pick the right kind of friends. And you know what? Sometimes he may even send somebody into your life that you may not even like. You might not even like them. But he can use those people because he's done so in the scriptures. He may even use somebody you don't like to deliver his message. So you see, no matter what the source, we should thoughtfully, prayerfully, and consider whatever is said. So how can we identify God's voice? Remember, I just read from you for 1 Corinthians, there are many voices. How can we identify God's voice? I can tell you there was two times in my life that I am 100% certain God spoke to me. I can still tell you the words he said to me. That's how important it was to me. Has he spoken to me other times? He has. Not quite as clearly as those two times. It was very clear. You know, at night when you're trying to sleep, your mind is like a movie projector. It just keeps... I say, Lord, shut it down. Shut it down. That's what I tell them. When God speaks to you, There's nothing else going on up here. Nothing. Nothing else. And it's clear. The thoughts are clear. And the Holy Spirit within me confirms it. And I want to tell you something. When you ever have that happen to you, you'll be a changed person from that day forward. You'll be changed. There ain't nothing in this world like God speaking to you. There's nothing like it. I wouldn't take $1 million to be in a place where God couldn't speak to me. I want that for you. I want it for every one of you because I know how much it will change you. Because God's alive. He's alive. And he speaks. And I don't care what the devil says. He's a liar. God's alive and he speaks. And he wants to speak to every one of you. God's voice is always consistent with his word. Every message must agree with what the Lord has already said in the scripture. Second, his voice is quiet. He speaks to our hearts, to his Holy Spirit, in an inaudible way. I've never heard an audible voice from God, like I'm talking to you. I've never heard that. I heard his voice up here in my mind. Words come right into my mind, just like that. Just like that. That's how they come. His voice is quiet. And thirdly, he speaks clearly. Very clear. If you'll tune your hearts to him and you're willing to set aside time to read his word and to listen to his spirit to speak, I will tell you that he will give you a very clear guidance. It'll be clear. So how does the Lord get our attention? I spoke about some of the things. Sometimes he gives us a sense of restlessness. Restlessness. Maybe you've already planned the course of action. And what did Proverbs say? You did it anyway. In all your ways, do what? Acknowledge him. And lean not on your what? Your own understanding. But you don't listen. And you plot your own chart. You're playing your own course of action. But since you did that, you've developed an uneasy feeling about it. If we'll pray and we ask God for specific guidance, he'll lead us sometimes in an unexpected direction. At other times, God may get our attention with a gentle whisper. His voice is soft, inaudible, and clear. But I can tell you, it'll ring so loud and clear in your spirit that you'll know that you are hearing from him. And that happened to me. It'll ring so loud in your spirit, you'll know it's him. So why don't we listen to God? I want to deal with this because some of you have never heard from God. That saddens me. And as your pastor, I've not done my job. I haven't done a very good job. I need to show you why sometimes you don't hear God's voice. Why is that? Well, first of all, you may not believe that the Lord speaks today. Don't you listen to the devil. Don't you listen to the world. And don't you listen to some so-called spiritual leaders. Because I don't blame them. Because if I didn't have any prayers answered, I'd probably be just like them. But I can tell you, I've had all kinds of prayers answered. And God still speaks to me. I wouldn't want to have it any other way. So I don't care what they say. They can say what they want. I just know my own experience. And I want it to be yours. I want you to experience it. Not just me. I want everyone in here to experience it. And if we don't believe that the Lord speaks today, that's probably why we're not listening to his voice. But if you're willing to tune into him every day, give us, Lord, our weekly bread. Everybody say daily.
Daily.
Daily. Daily. Speak to him. Talk to him every day. Seek his face every day. He wants to speak personally to you. And he will if you're listening. Another reason why we don't listen to God, we might be afraid of what he will say. We might be afraid of what he has to say. I can tell you God will never send you a place you don't want to go. Well, sometimes he does. There's a deception to that. I thought of Jonah right away. But usually, he'll work with you. God works with you. Unless, absolutely, he knows that there's a special place you need to go. Then that's different. That's an option. That's his option, by the way, not yours. So you might be afraid of what he has to say. If God asks us something we don't want to do, yeah, Jonah, he'll go on a Jonah trip. You see, this attitude displays a lack of trust. It's a failure to understand that God's plan is for your life, and his plan is always the best option. God's plan is always the best option. Another reason, we could be angry with the Lord. Maybe we've blamed him for something that happened in the past. And now we're not interested in hearing anything he has to say because we're angry with him. Then lastly, we could have a rebellious spirit. If we're refusing to give up a particular sin in our lives, we wouldn't want to hear the Spirit's convicting voice. What about that? Is there something in your life that God's preventing from you hearing from him? You need to say right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, I rebuke this in my life. I don't want it there anymore. I don't want it there. Lord, if this is what's keeping you from speaking to me, get rid of it. I don't want it. Please take it away from me. Lord, whatever it is, shine your light into my life. And if there's anything there that you are not happy with, remove it right now in Jesus' name. Take it away from me. Because, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. As long as this body's breathing, I want to hear your voice. And I'm finishing with this. What's the consequences of not listening to God? What are the consequences of not listening to God? It's important to ask, have I given someone else's counsel a higher priority than that of my Heavenly Father? Have I taken somebody else's counsel above my Heavenly Father's? It's easy to do today. And I know that others who try to give you advice may claim to have your best interests at heart. But heeding their advice instead of God's is a costly, costly, costly endeavor in several ways. We won't, number one, receive his guidance. We'll miss out on his plan for our lives. We won't receive his guidance. We'll miss out on his plan for our lives. Second, we'll listen to the wrong voices and be deceived and make costly decisions and forfeit God's best for our life. And then lastly, others will suffer. And unwillingness to listen to the Lord affects not only you, but all your friends, all your loved ones, all your associates. It affects them all because of your stubbornness. It affects them all. I'm going to have every head bowed. Have you ever felt a conviction regarding a particular sin in your life? You ever felt a conviction about this particular sin in your life? And if you have, you've heard God's voice already. You've already heard his voice. As you read the Bible, has there been a passage that you read? Did any passage that you read ever speak to you about your situation that you were facing? Then you had the Lord speak to you. What do you have to say through his word? The scripture is giving you guidance and comfort and insight. So the Lord has spoke to you. If you read these passages of scripture and it spoke to you, that's God speaking to you. And so the last question says, what do you need to do to increase your sensitivity to God's voice? That's the biggest question. What do you need to do? I can tell you this. I put my hand up and I said, Lord, I want you to search me. Search me. If you wash me, I'll be clean. If you cleanse me, I'll have your righteousness. I have my hand up because I want him to search me to see if there's any wicked way in me. Search me, Lord. Search me. Help me. I want you to speak to me. It's so precious to me. I love you so much, and I want you to speak to me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise his name. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one of these. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.